Good afternoon, good evening to everyone. So today's podcast is just going to be talking about my experience with ovarian cysts and hormone imbalance. Back in September 2017, I started experiencing a dull pain around my lower abdomen, mainly on the left side. So I would have these pains. It would just be like a little prick, and I would feel it ever so often. In October, I realized I still had that same pain, and to me, that was a sign that something was wrong, because I shouldn't have these pains for about a month. Yeah, a month. I was getting ready to say 2 months. Okay, anywho, so I decided to schedule to see a doctor at a clinic, since I have the women's health insurance. It is a free insurance for women, so you can get pap smears, get checkups and everything whenever you need. You also get hormone contraceptives for free. So look into that, especially in Texas. It's under Texas Healthy Women's Program. For other states, I'm not too sure, but I'm pretty sure you guys have the same option available. So I went to the doctor and I told them about what was going on. And they automatically, I guess, knew what was the problem, because they looked at each other and said something really quick and under their breaths where I couldn't hear. So they scheduled me an ultrasound. Went to get my ultrasound done. Results came back. I had a cyst. Now, it freaked me out because I felt like it was something that was severely serious, that I was going to have to like get surgery or something of that nature. They told me that I need to go see a specialist to find out what kind of cyst it was. From there, I met with a gynecologist. She wanted to get a second look at things. We also, not just to get a second look, but if it is just, I guess, a normal cyst, it'll go away on its own within about 2 to 3 months. So we scheduled my ultrasound, I believe, 2 months after my first one. 2 to 3 months after my first ultrasound. Got that done. Came back. I still had the cyst. We also had blood work done. So I don't have endometriosis, because it would have shown up in my blood work that something was abnormal. But I do have a cyst that just hasn't, I guess, went away at that time. Now, I was given the option to get put on birth control, but me personally, I wanted my body to get rid of it on its own. I also believe in doing things the natural way. I've been on birth control for totaling of 5 years on and off. When I was 17, I got on the Depo shot, which a lot of people have a bad experience with. I got on it, lost a ton of weight, and then after a while, my metabolism just slowed down and whatnot. I got off of it, started bleeding every day for 1 month. Then I decided to get on birth control pill to regulate my cycle. And that did work. I got off of that within a year or two. And now my cycles have been normal. But after I got my second ultrasound and got my results, I went nearly 2 months without having my cycle. And I thought, well, any girl would think she is pregnant at that point, but I knew I wasn't, and I knew something had to be going on. So when I went to go see my doctor again, she told me I have a hormone imbalance, and that would explain why I have these ovarian cysts. So I looked up hormone imbalance, because after a while, like, probably maybe 2 weeks ago, I started to feel depressed. I started to feel really sad randomly. I would go out, have an amazing day, and then as soon as I would get ready to come home, I would feel extremely sad for no reason. It would be so random. I actually broke down inside of a Mexican restaurant because I started overthinking. I was just having these depressive thoughts that were really unhealthy because I was questioning life and questioning whether I wanted to live or not. Now, I wasn't going to take anything, you know, I wasn't going to do anything to myself, but that thought just kept running across my head with the mixture of a lot of things going on in my life, plus the hormone imbalance. It just took me over the edge to where I just broke down and cried in a Mexican restaurant. And then when we got home, I really broke down. So I've thought back. I was like, I have a hormone imbalance. Okay, let me see what's going on. Let me look at all these symptoms. Maybe I was ignoring a lot of these signs. So I decided to go look at it. You know, hormone imbalance is fatigue, mood swings, irritability, weight gain, brain fog, insomnia, low sex drive, acne, aching joints, night sweats, and depression. I have experienced a lot of those. I would come home from work and sleep for like 5 hours, wake up, you know, do my normal thing, cook dinner, just take a shower and all this stuff, and then go back to sleep. And I try to break myself out of going to sleep when I come home from work because I would wake up and I would just feel like I wasted a whole day. I could have done something. And that's when my depression would kick in and start just messing up my whole mood. So I would have the mood swings. It's mainly, I wouldn't feel upset with my mood swings. I mainly just feel sad. I did gain weight. Before I found out I had the cyst, I probably weighed about 165. Weighed myself a few days ago. I am at the heaviest I've been, which is 186. It does look like it underneath, but it's not a major thing since I do walk a lot at work. So I guess that is also keeping it from looking, I guess, fat, you would say. But I love my weight gain. I think it is the best thing. And a lot of people tell me I look healthy now, which I used to eat all the time. It just didn't look like it. But now I am to a healthy, nice, curvaceous size, and I love it because I used to envy girls on Instagram that had the beautiful curves, and I'm just like, I'm not there. And I used to always joke to my mom and boyfriend about, they say 25 is when a skinny girl gets her curves, and I'm pushing 25. Okay, anywho, I did have acne. I would break out along my jawline, and it would irritate my soul because it would be like one pimple on the side of my jaw, and I would just hate it. So I started finding ways to get rid of it, and I did. Night sweats wasn't really something that was new to me because I will actually sweat at night. My body temperature increases. I've had people tell me that I would get extremely hot at night, so they would take the blanket off of me to try to help out. And of course, I already told you the depression. Now, I know B-complex is good for boosting your mood, and I was already taking B12 to begin with, and I started taking B7, which is biotin. But I was taking biotin for hair growth. I take my multivitamins, but I felt like that wasn't enough because I had this breakdown and I just feel sad all the time. So I started looking up things for a hormone imbalance, and evening primrose oil is, I guess, good for it. Okay, so evening primrose oil, you can buy that anywhere in your vitamin section of a store. It is also great for your cycle. It reduces menstrual cramps and bloating. It's highly effective for reducing skin conditions, including hormone acne and eczema. I heard it's good for psoriasis as well. It is a rich source of GLA. It is a natural fat burner. It is a natural antidepressant and anti-anxiety supplement. It reduces hair shedding and promotes hair regrowth. So it's also good for hot flashes, premenopause, things of that nature. Now, I have started taking it. I think I've been taking it for about 3 to 4 days. And it truly does work. The first day I took it, I automatically felt different. I felt like my normal self again. I do feel a lot better. Now, there are times where I just get into my own head. And I just feel like I need to be doing more, because I used to always go do things. I've never been the type just to sit around. I'm always on the move. So it's just me getting in my head at this point. But I do feel good. I just need to move around. There are a few other things. They said, you know, when you have a hormone imbalance, you need to get vitamin D3. You also need to be outside. You know, you need to get out. You need to do things, you know. That's just to keep your spirits lifted. Now, there are some other things. How to balance your hormones naturally. Okay, you can detoxify, clear out your liver. You can do that by sitting in a sauna. Just simple. You need an oil change. This is what this says. I promise you, it says oil change. So, I guess start incorporating coconut oil, avocado, flaxseed. I guess, you know, flaxseed oil, avocado, or you can just eat those things. Start eating salmon. Okay, nutrition, vitamin D, magnesium oil, I guess protein. Essential oils would be sage, lemon, lemongrass, lavender. Now, I am huge on essential oils, and essential oils does in fact boost your mood, reduces stress, all that great stuff. How? I don't know, but it does. Okay, so there's also some other things with hormone imbalance that you should take into, you really should take this seriously. You need to go to a doctor and find out why, okay? Because the hormone imbalance, it can be something going on with your thyroid. It can be something going on with your adrenal gland, your pancreas. It could be going on with your pituitary gland. So you need to go to an actual doctor, but you know what I mean. You need to go to like a regular doctor to get extra testing to find out why you're having this hormone imbalance. because that hormone imbalance can be telling you that something else is wrong. Now, I haven't gone to a regular doctor yet, but I certainly will after having my breakdown. That just shows me that I'm over the edge, that I need to go find out exactly why I'm having this hormone imbalance. So that I can go ahead and get help. Because your hormone imbalance, you can get this normalized. You don't have to have a hormone. You can really get this taken care of and get put back to normal. There's a lot of other things on here with it. It talks about your weight gain and where your weight gain is at on your body is linked to something that you're overly producing or underproducing, which is why you're having a hormone imbalance. So I advise you to go ahead and just do your research, look these things up on your own, because I really don't want to take up more of your time than I already have. But I just want to let you girls know that you need to go do this, and you have to take care of yourself. Because we can't see what is going on in the inside, and sometimes we ignore the signs. So I'm here to tell you, do not ignore these signs. And you'll be surprised about how many other people deal with hormone imbalance and have cysts. I posted this on Facebook, and I had a lot of girls, you know, sit there and tell me, you know, oh, I'm dealing with the same thing, been dealing with it for years, and it's kind of like a support group kind of deal. You know, they're boosting my moods. You're like, oh, you know, don't worry about your weight gain. You look beautiful. I have weight gain, and I'm adjusting to it as well. So you might come across a lot of other females on your friend list or in your life in general that is experiencing the same things, and you guys can get through it together. You don't have to worry. And also, having a hormone imbalance and having cysts does not mean you won't be able to have children. There is a girl on my list, and she said, you know, she's been able to get pregnant with her cysts, and actually being pregnant helped her with her cysts. And that was one of my mother's fears, is that I won't be able to have children. But she lifted my hopes when she told me that you still can and that she has done it. So go to your OBGYN, go to your doctor, and tell them the things you're experiencing so you can find out what is wrong and get it taken care of. Okay? So that is all for today. Have a great day. Take care of yourselves. And I will be back next week with another story.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.